Professor says Chiefs Super Bowl win is white supremacy. It's slightly racist to be a Taylor Swift fan. By Warner Todd Houston on February 25, 2024. An unhinged professor of Pan-African Studies at Cal State University Los Angeles has proclaimed the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win as an example of white supremacy and that being a Taylor Swift fan is slightly racist. An ex-post by Professor Melina Abdullah, whose real name is Melina Rachel Ryman, has gone viral in which she turned the Chiefs Super Bowl 58 win into a racist conspiracy theory, the New York Post reported. After the championship game ended in Las Vegas, the professor jumped to her ex account to exclaim, "Why do I feel like this was some right-wing, white supremacist conspiracy? Boo. The win is apparently white supremacy, even though the winning QB is biracial." The crank professor leaves no doubt about how she thinks of herself with her ex bio, saying she is a professor of Pan-African Studies at Cal State LA, hashtag Black Lives Matter organizer, Pan-Africanist, hip-hop scholar, daughter of God, womanist, truth-teller, mama. This Pan-Africanist was actually born in Oakland, California, not anywhere in Africa. Perhaps unsurprisingly, her father, John Ryman, is a self-proclaimed Trotskyist communist and a union thug. Even her grandfather was a member of the Communist Party in Germany. And, yes, that means her father is white. Nonetheless, Abdullah is sure that everything is racist. In fact, she admitted to just that point, replying on X and saying, "Folks think they're attacking me by asking why I think everything is racist. I'm not offended. Virtually everything is racist." So, what else does Abdullah think is racist? Being a Taylor Swift fan, apparently. "Why do I feel like it's slightly racist to be a Taylor Swift fan?" she wrote in another X post. She was also all in for the Jussie Smollett lie, too, naturally. "In our commitment to abolition, we can never believe police, especially the Chicago Police Department, CPD, over Jussie Smollett, a black man who has been courageously present, visible, and vocal in the struggle for black freedom. While policing at large is an irredeemable institution, CPD is notorious for its long and deep history of corruption, racism, and brutality," she wrote as a representative of Oakland's Black Lives Matter group back in 2019, the Post added. In other comments, Abdullah portrayed all police officers as slave catchers and told black Americans that you literally have a target on your back placed there by racist, murderous cops. Finally, Melina Rachel Ryman is also accusing conservative media outlets of perpetrating violence against her for daring to report her outrageous and hateful comments. "Here's the thing," she wrote on Friday. "When fake-ass journalists from right-wing outlets turn tweets into news, they spur actual violent responses from their idiotic white delusionist followers." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.